This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Newell getting a deserved long weekend. I'm Dave Cohen. I'll be with you for the rest of the hour here on WWL. And we're opening up the lunchtime buffet, potluck style, to anything you want to talk about. It can be these shocking AI statistics that a growing number of people under the age of 30 are now using AI chatbot companions for companionship. That one in four believe Americans under 30 that AI could replace their romantic relationships. What do you think? Teenagers, 72% use AI chatbot companions as friends to talk to tell their deepest secrets to get things off their chests. We're hearing from people who use AI as therapy. Loneliness is a pandemic in the United States, probably an epidemic at this point. One in four men under the age of 35 report being lonely. 61% of older Americans experience loneliness. It is widespread, but are AI chatbots the answer? 504-260-1870. We're also talking about the MMA fight at the Smoothie King Center tomorrow night and the slap competition at Xavier tonight. Just a couple of things that are on the lunchtime buffet. But again, it's potluck style, so you can bring anything to the conversation. One person texts us and says, what's more barbaric than professional football, where 300-pound men run full speed and smash into each other? Somebody else says the difference between the mixed martial arts and the slap competition is that in mixed martial arts, you're trained to defend yourself. It's not allowed to defend yourself in the power slap. Somebody else says, you just know children will see power slap and dare their friends to try it in the backyard, alley, playground, etc. You just know it. And another person says, I'm glad I'm on the downside of my life. 504-260-1870. Keep the text coming and then the calls as well. Alp, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How you doing, Alp?
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Look, it's unbelievable, all this. I went to Spain about 35 or 40 years ago, and I had a chance to go to the bullfight. Even at that age, that stuff is just too gory for me. I said, no. They kept asking me. I stayed at a little hotel close by. They wanted me to go. I said, I just can't see that kind of stuff. I think it's in your blood, your ancestral blood. The things that you like to do, some people just enjoy violence. They're gluttons for punishment. That's my thinking. And they just want to see it. Even if they don't do it themselves, they can watch it and it don't seem to bother them. It bothers me because I think it's not good. I think we're getting enough violence in the world today.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And I can't imagine that someone is sitting there and they go, you know what? I think I could do really well at that power slap competition. I think I'd be really good at slapping someone so hard upside their head that I could detach their retina and knock their teeth out. and I think I think I'm strong enough. I could get slapped and be okay. I want to go sign up for that. But
yeah, you know, you come on. You know what I mean? It's just, it's enough in the news. It's enough of hate and violence. And it's just something to add to it. I'm not going to say if it's going to make things worse or better. But to me, it's not good. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It's not good for me.
But
I know that much.
Are you like me? Are you okay with adults who consent and want to participate in that as long as they're advised of their rights and the risks being able to do it?
Yeah. If they want to do it, I can't tell people what to do, of course, you know. But I would never suggest it. I'd say, who would want their body to have a chance? I mean, how about the small injuries on my body? What's their body to have little injuries? It might stay with you the rest of your life, aches and pains. I'm 75.
All right, Alp. It sounds like you've gone underwater. I hate it when that happens with a cell phone, but we'll let you go. I appreciate your call, and sorry we can't understand you at this point. But I think, go ahead, Coleman.
Yeah. How do you feel about the criticism? You know, I read a text earlier, and I'm not going to repeat what the text said, but it's basically saying that we're becoming softer as a generation. We're becoming weaker people because stuff like Power Slap or USC seems brutal to us, and that makes us somehow, you know, softer, weaker generation.
I don't like it. I'm not a fan of the Power Slap. But like I said before, I don't think it's government's job to protect us from ourselves. I don't think it makes me weak or soft that I don't want to watch people slap the living daylights out of each other. But, and if you want to watch it, fine. That's, and then I mean you, I mean collective you, if people want to watch that, I'm okay with that because I really believe that consenting adults, as long as they know what they're getting themselves into and they're not hurting anyone who doesn't want to be hurt, should be able to do what they want to do. And I steadfastly believe, and that's why sometimes I get really angry with government when they pass laws to protect me from myself. When they feel like it's their job to make sure I don't hurt myself. And I think that if the law was passed to, say, outlaw the Power Slap, I would not be supportive of that. And we live in a democracy where majority rules. And if people elect individuals who are going to outlaw Power Slap because that's what they want them to do, well, that's fine, too. But I don't like that role of government protecting us from ourselves. That being said, I don't think I'm weak or a wuss or unfit because I don't like watching that kind of thing. So there is that. Somebody else texted in and said, hey, Dave, is it time to buy stock in AI human-like dolls? Well, might not be a bad idea. AI is going to continue to proliferate. It's going to continue to grow, and it is going to take on different forms. It's not only going to be a voice on your smartphone like ChatGPT. It's going to get a face, whether it's a face on your screen or a face on a robot or a face on a human-looking doll. I don't know, but if there's a demand for it, if people will buy it, someone's going to sell it. Someone's going to produce it, and it's going to be out there. So I wouldn't say it's a bad idea to buy stock in some of these burgeoning AI companies because the growth is going to be excessive. We're going to be seeing huge growth. But I would say this, people have been texting in a lot of movies and TV shows that show the dangers of rapidly progressing technology without the right kinds of safeguards. If you haven't seen Black Mirror yet on Netflix, they do confront some of these AI issues. And again, that's make-believe. No more make-believe than the AI bots are. But it could be a cautionary tale, or it could just be fiction that's fun to watch. Either way, what do you think? 504-260-1870. We want your calls and texts on the Elkhorn Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Anything you want to talk about on this Friday? We are keeping an eye on the weather for you. And right now it's looking like the worst of the worst, whatever that was, is over. And if you were in New Orleans yesterday and today, you're saying, what weather? If you were in La Place and had street flooding and an 8-hour power outage, you may feel differently about how bad the weather was. And as you make your way westward, it got worse and worse across Louisiana. So we are keeping an eye on it. There probably will be a few more heavy downpours that somebody experiences today, but most of you will not. Somebody else texts in and says, I think we, as we progress with technology, we adjust along the way and life changes, but it is not going to be the end of us. I don't think anything right now with AI or anything else is so dangerous that it's going to substantively change and ruin our lives. Am I concerned that one in four Americans under the age of 30 feel like they could replace their current intimate relationships with a chatbot? Yeah, I don't like that. That is alarming to me, that people feel like they could talk to artificial intelligence. And I'm glad that they're not calling it anything else. They still call it artificial intelligence. So you should know it ain't real. It is a computer program someone created that is designed to evolve and grow and learn. And you can have the argument, what is consciousness? But it's not human. That we know. And it does concern me. And I've not tried to forge a friendship with my chatbots. I do ask my Google Assistant to direct me on a map how to get somewhere nearly every day. I do ask my Google Assistant to put things on my calendar most days. I do use chatbots to create shopping lists and things like that. But I've never thought that I should confide in the chatbot on my smartphone about what's bothering me or that I'm lonely. But at the same time, I am fortunate to be married. I've been married for 28 years, and my wife and I still talk to each other every single day. And I have four grown children that still I talk to regularly, at least one of them every single day. And so I'm not conflicted by the loneliness that is perforating so many people in our society now. I am blessed that I don't have that. And I do wonder, if I were alone and I were lonely and I didn't have meaningful, real interactions with other humans, would a chatbot be better than nothing? And some of you texting us and calling us suggest it is better than nothing. But we've also heard from the experts who say the way that these things are designed, they could cause more bad than good if they're not regulated and watched. 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I want to hear from you. We've got some callers on the line that we'll check in with after this. And Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, is going to be calling us later this hour. I'm going to ask him, when is my insurance going to cost less? When have all these efforts and all of these things and everybody's done at the legislative level and elsewhere to bring my insurance rate down, when's it ever going to go down? We'll find out on WW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
WL. Talking about anything you want today, the two big topics have been the spread of AI friendships, relationships, companions that are proliferating very quickly, particularly amongst the much younger and much older people in our society. And the MMA fight tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center and the Power Slap competition tonight in the Xavier Convocation Center. One person texts in and says, so many people watch and enjoy America's Funniest Home Videos just because of the pain they see accidentally inflicted. And I think you're onto something there. I think that the slap thing probably has some connection to why people like to see that. I've never liked to see a string of videos of people getting hit in the groin. I've never enjoyed that, never understood why people love it so much and why they always want to see something go horribly wrong. Coleman, what was the name of the show on MTV?
Jackass or?
No, the other one, where they show home videos of people that are
ridiculousness.
That is far more than America's Funniest Home Videos. I mean, they show people falling off of bicycles and skateboards and horrible, terrible injuries people suffer doing all kinds of stupid things. And I've never really understood the attraction to that, that I don't like to see someone hurt themselves, but that having been said, I've never said that should be illegal. You shouldn't be able to show that on MTV. You shouldn't be able to show people getting hit in the groin on America's Funniest Home Videos. Because if someone wants to watch that, fine. As long as they're not hitting me in the groin, we're okay.
Well, you were talking to that professor earlier, and she was talking about how AI companionships have a certain empathy and how certain children can watch fictional characters like cartoon characters and feel bad when they fall down. And so that makes me ask, have you ever watched like a Looney Tunes or a Tom and Jerry where it was this cartoon violence? And most kids watched it. Like I watched Tom and Jerry and I watched Looney Tunes and I did laugh whenever the cartoon characters would harm themselves in a ridiculous way. But we also felt like if it's a cartoon character we like, if they hurt themselves, even though it's animated, we still feel like, oh no, he fell.
Yeah, and you know, like when they hit each other on the head with a frying pan and their head becomes the shape of the frying pan and they have to,
did you laugh at that? Or did you find that brutal too as a child?
No, I guess because it's cartoons, it's not real people. I don't know. That never bothered me. But I, you know, the slap thing, it's a whole nother level. One person texts us and says, sending bombs and guns around the world seems more barbaric than slapping or punching someone. Someone else says talking to AI is just like talking to a psychiatrist. Well, I guess if they had AI that was programmed properly, that was had the correct database of information to know how to respond and to alert an actual human being if there was danger communicated, but that's not what this AI does. This AI is programmed to confirm, agree with, and support you and to be your friend so that you'll like it. It likes you, so you'll like it, so you'll continue to pay for the service or use the service and hear the ads or what, however it is they're funding it. Somebody else texts in, says the show on C-SPAN is more destructive to society than MMA. I see what you did there, that it's our politicians who are the real problem, not the MMA fighters. And somebody else just texts in, you cannot fix stupid. 504-260-1870. Got a news release that kind of surprised me. Just a few minutes ago from the city of New Orleans. The headline is Mayor's Office of Nighttime Economy launches drink test strip distribution to support safer nightlife. Essentially, what this is saying is the city of New Orleans is going to start giving out small test strips that you can put into your beverage when you go out drinking. So you can see if someone has slipped you a Mickey. They will test for GHB and ketamine from Test My Drink. The front and back of house signage will be put up in bars to promote awareness and access. And direct support and follow-up will be available. On one level, I go, this is really cool. That you don't have to worry if someone put some GHB or animal tranquilizer in your drink, if you have these test strips. At the same time, I mean, unless you're going to hold your hand over your drink and look at it the entire time you have it, how many times are you going to have to test that drink? Every time you turn around and turn back, are you going to put another test strip in your drink? Just something else we'll add to the buffet here on the Newell Norman Show this afternoon. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. Joining us now on the live line is Louisiana's Insurance Commissioner, Tim Temple. Commissioner Temple, thank you for joining us here on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Thank you for
letting me come on a little late today.
Oh, no, it's all good. We're just glad you're here whenever you can. We understand you're a busy man. I was not part of the conversation of getting you to join us here on the show, so I'm coming in a little blind with filling in here for Newell Norman. But we had a reminder this week of the fact that we can, at any time during hurricane season, and really time any time all year long here in Louisiana, have to deal with the threat of severe weather and might want to do a quick insurance checkup to make sure we have what we need, right?
Right, right. And look, Dave, I think that, you know, this is just a reminder we are susceptible to you know, weather events. And, you know, the latest report I saw this morning that, you know, we are going to see areas that could get, you know, localized flooding, 3 inches. I've seen some potentially up to 10 inches of water. So, you know, I encourage people that know that they're in a low-lying area or subject to, you know, flood, you know, go ahead and do the preventative maintenance and or measures that you can now. You know, move your property, move your car. You know, as I think most people now know, you know, your homeowner's insurance does not cover a flood event like this. When the water rises from below, you know, that's not a covered loss. Your flood policy, if you have one, that's where you would file a claim. Your vehicle, if your vehicle is flooded and you have comprehensive coverage on your vehicle, then you would have coverage on your auto. If you don't have comprehensive coverage and your vehicle floods, well, then you don't have, you know, you're not going to be able to file a claim. But, you know, again, look at your policy. Be familiar with how to file a claim. I think that's also important. And as always, anytime you have a question, you can call your insurance agent or your insurance company. If not, call us at the Department of Insurance at ldi.la.gov or 1-800-259-5300.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate right here in Metro New Orleans that we saw very little rain over the last 2 days. But then in La Place, they had a good 8 inches yesterday, had some flooding there. And we know that over towards Baton Rouge and into Lafayette, there were some isolated areas with much heavier amounts. And while this system itself did not generate widespread damage, it is, of course, a reminder it's that kind. It's that time of year. We are in the hurricane season. So we appreciate that. You talked about flood insurance, and there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the cost of flood insurance for the last several years. Have we made any progress on that with the National Flood Insurance Program? And in fact, I think we're waiting to see it reauthorized here in the next couple of months. But as it stands right now, has anything changed with the mystery price setting that FEMA put into place a few years back?
You know, Dave, unfortunately, there has not been any. And I actually, not even 45 minutes ago, I was talking with a legislator, and we were talking about that very item that, you know, despite the fact that, you know, we've had several parishes that have sued FEMA for that information, the state has been involved in that. Our federal delegation has had conversations, and they have just stubbornly dug in and do not want to release it. And it's frustrating because, you know, the government is us. I think, you know, I'm certainly a believer. I think your listeners know on, you know, private business, private industry, you know, having confidentiality on their own documents. But this is not that. This is the federal government. It is, I think that we deserve and we're owed, you know, the access to that so we can determine how that's being done. And it's, you know, the citizens of Louisiana, and not just Louisiana, around the country are suffering because of the lack of transparency there.
Talking with Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, there's been a growing number of companies offering private flood insurance. How is that market developing, and is it something you advise Louisiana property owners to look into in terms of can they get a better deal through a private insurance company for private flood insurance versus the National Flood Insurance Program?
There's certainly a growing market for private flood, and I'm encouraged by that. It is competitive to the NFIP. There is an issue, and I know agents are very well versed on that. On this, if you leave the NFIP and you're grandfathered in, you know, to any, you have any type of, you know, status there with regards to grandfathered clause, then my understanding is if once you leave, you lose that. So I think it's a decision that everybody needs to weigh individually. I would always encourage them to, you know, talk to their agent and weigh the pros and cons of that. But it is encouraging that private flood is starting to make a comeback, a small one, in Louisiana. And another thing I've done, you know, I've recently brought underwriters into New Orleans to view the flood mitigation efforts that the state, the city, and the federal government undertook to help protect New Orleans from, you know, future floods. The pump stations, we've showed them, you know, those things that are in place. We've gone out and viewed and toured the 26-foot tall storm surge barrier that is immensely impressive. So I'm trying to make the insurance market more aware of the things that the city has done to mitigate against future floods with the intent of getting them more interested in doing more business in Louisiana and New Orleans.
Well, let's hope that that's successful and that it helps in terms of creating more competition. But also, as this whole discussion of the future of FEMA unfolds and we wait to see how that plays out, that at some point we get some information so we can understand how the National Flood Insurance Program currently works. Because as you well pointed out, those answers have been extremely elusive for the last couple of years. Commissioner Temple, I also want to ask you about the changes that were made over the last two legislative sessions to the laws governing insurance in Louisiana for both homeowners insurance and auto insurance. We covered a lot of those efforts, and I know that there was a lot of back and forth, controversy and disagreement on what would work and what would not. But ultimately, I think what most homeowners and vehicle owners just want to know, business owners too, is, all right, we had the fight, we had the debate, we signed the laws, they're in place now. When am I going to see rates ever come down, or am I?
Well, look, and we had fairly successful session with regards to legal reform on the auto side, some substantial laws were passed, modified comparative fault. That was a immensely important bill. We had the Housley presumption, which has been discussed on the radio program before. Many bills that helped move Louisiana forward as far as you've heard the word balance. So a lot of people are using the word rebalance, and I'll go ahead and let's use it to balance the system. And it was there were a lot of good laws passed, but unfortunately, and look, yesterday I had meetings with three different insurance companies, large insurance companies that do business in Louisiana, private passenger auto and commercial auto. And they aren't interested right now in talking about all of the good reform because they want to have a conversation about House Bill 148, which became Act 11, with regards to some very onerous regulatory changes in Louisiana and how insurance companies are going to be regulated. It created an issue that, quite frankly, we shouldn't be having to have a conversation around that. Because I want to talk about all of the good bills that have been passed, and we will continue to do that. But it makes that effort much harder when I've got to deal with explaining 148 versus all of the other good legislation that was passed. And so we'll keep doing that. We did make some improvement. I do believe that the bills that were passed will help lower frivolous claims being filed, frivolous litigation being filed. And with that, should and will come lower claims cost. And when you get lower claims being paid out, then you get premium reductions. So there's a process. It takes time. I know everybody wants it to happen today. But unfortunately, you know, many of these bills that were passed and that are now law don't actually take effect until January. So it is going to take some time. We passed legislation last year on the homeowners market, substantial legislation, and we're starting to see the positive impact of that. There's more interest in companies wanting to do either new business in Louisiana or more business in Louisiana. I've had companies file rate decreases in the property market. So it is starting to work. It's just like all good things, it's going to take more time than we really want.
So as companies are coming to you with rate changes, you are starting to see some rate reductions, not just a request for rate increases from your office?
We're certainly seeing a bigger number, if this makes sense. We're seeing less rate increases. The number of increases is coming down. Not only the requests for increases, but the amount that they're requesting. That is coming down. In addition, I've had eight times now we have approved requests for rate decrease in the homeowners market. So it is happening. It's not statewide. It doesn't mean that everybody is going to see a rate decrease. But, I mean, I hear stories constantly of people that are renewing their homeowners market in today's conditions and seeing rate decreases. And I'm also – and I always encourage shop your insurance. The two most frequent stories about rate decreases are they changed their insurance company from one to another or they got a fortified roof. So it is happening in the state of Louisiana.
It's not just like we hear from politicians about things like inflation all the time, that the rate of increase is decreasing. So it's going up, it's just not going up as fast. We could actually see the cost come down, but it's going to take some homework. People are going to have to look at what options they have available in terms of who their provider is. I will be honest, I just brought both my homeowners and my auto down because I was finally able to find a company that would bundle them both together, which I couldn't find for a number of reasons before. Somebody else just texts us and says, thank you, Commissioner. My homeowner's insurance renewal just came in and it dropped from $12,000 to $10,000. Thanks. So there you go. I guess there is evidence that people are starting to see rates come down, at least in isolated incidents.
They are. And look, you know, Florida did major reform back in 22 and 23. It took 18 months before they started seeing positive results. Louisiana is starting to see that a little quicker. So I'm excited about that. And again, as long as we keep doing what we need to do, take care of our regulatory and legal environment and mitigate by building, you know, more resilient homes and more resilient roofs, the insurance industry will respond positively.
But in terms of the fortified roof program, you have a very limited number of people who can get the lottery money to have their fortified roof at least partially funded, and others who can do it on the front end and then take a tax break on the back end. But by and large, isn't it still pretty cost prohibitive for most people to get a fortified roof on the front end, unless they just are lucky enough to have a good deal of savings to invest in that roof?
It is more expensive to retrofit, right? To put on a fortified roof on an existing home. If you're building a new roof, or if you are replacing a new roof and you do fortified, there is a cost savings on that. But just real quick on the fortified roof, you know, the legislature this year approved a permanent funding stream. So we will have, on a go forward basis, should have more money and a more permanent funding stream for the fortified roof program for that $10,000 grant. But in addition, Senator Kirk Talbot from your area passed legislation that if you do choose to put on a fortified roof and pay for it yourself, you could, prior to his bill, you could receive up to a $5,000 tax deduction. That amount was increased to $10,000. But also, there is a tax credit that's available. And off the top of my head, I want to say you can get up to a $5,000 tax credit, subject to a statewide limit.
So you could get up to $15,000 in tax rebates and tax credits if the programs are not saturated.
Well, I don't think that there's a duplication of that. I think it's one or the other. But the good news is there's more options than there were, prior to Senator Talbot passing that legislation.
Do you know, on average, for a median-sized home, what it costs to retrofit to a fortified roof?
The only numbers that we have any insight into is on through the grant program. And the average grant, the legislative auditor confirmed this, it's I think it was coming in right under $10,000 for I'm off the top of my head, I want to say it was like an 1,800 or maybe it's a 2,000 square foot home. So, and obviously, you know, the size of your home, that's one thing, but also the different types of, you know, gable and pitch. There's a lot of factors that go into a roof. So it is a complicated answer, but I would say an average is $10,000.
Talking with Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, what I'm hearing is that we are starting to see some positive impacts on the homeowners insurance rates from the changes made just over a year ago in the legislature, and hopefully those will continue. And let's keep our fingers crossed, accelerate the changes made to the auto insurance laws and the tort reform. Could be another year, 18 months before we start seeing that really impact our auto insurance rates.
Number and but look, we're gonna, and I've had conversations with insurance companies. We want to, me as commissioner, I want to see the metrics that they're going to use to monitor that. So I'm having conversations with them on what numbers can we start to look at to see that these changes are going to have the impact that we intended. So, you know, as we get more data, and obviously I'll be sharing that with you and your listeners.
Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, thank you for joining us. I know you got a lot going on today and monitoring the weather and the other activities you're participating in. So thank you for calling in and talking to us here on WWL. And let's hope we keep moving in the right direction and people start saving some money.
Well, thanks always for the opportunity.
All right. Have a great weekend. Tim Temple here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back with more of your calls and texts after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Yes. Text message comes in, says, my wife is an agent for one of the largest insurance carriers in the state. They just got an email from their senior management that said a small auto rate decrease is coming soon. And she said that homeowners rates she's been seeing are getting better. Well, I hope that's universally true. And more companies are lowering insurance rates in Louisiana. It would be so refreshing to see all these efforts actually pay off. Raphael, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How you doing?
Fine. Thank you, Dave. You're doing a great job sitting in.
I've got
a question for you.
Sure.
You're welcome. Yeah, I recently spoke at the Capitol regarding Rep. Kim Coates' weather modification bill, and most legislators thought cloud seeding was a conspiracy theory until the CEO, Augustus DiRico of the Rainmaker, Inc., came to plead that they exclude cloud seeding from the bill and focus just on geoengineering. And Rainmaker, Inc. was seeding around the Texas 4th of July flood area 2 days prior to the event, and there was a lot of controversy around that. Considering that their $25 million grant from Palantir's Peter Thiel to seed across the country included a year-long rain enhancement program along the Gulf Coast for the entire year of 2025. And considering this has been going on since at least the 50s without the general public being informed of it due to liability reasons.
Raphael, I'm going to pause you. I'm going to pause you right there. Hang on, Raphael. Coleman,
sure.
Is this what Raphael said that she wanted to talk about?
Yeah, but she did say weather.
It relates to the weather.
No, I understand. You were a little vague to make sure you could get on the air. I understand that. You got through the screening. But, Raphael, do you honestly believe, and I want to know, really, do you honestly believe that there are people flying airplanes that are dropping chemicals into clouds to change the weather in Louisiana?
Yes or no? So the legislators didn't even... Yes, well, you can look it up. You can file for a permit in Texas. They're not doing it in Louisiana. Nobody has filed for a permit there, but there's rain enhancement projects along the Gulf of Mexico. And considering the public doesn't even know about it for liability reasons, how do we know that cloud seeding and other patented technologies and documented stated military intentions that are not talked about on the news but that exist for anyone to look up are not to blame for crazy weather that even meteorologists
Raphael,
don't know?
Chill.
How to explain.
I'm talking to you. I'm not hanging up on you.
Yes, sir.
I just want to talk to you.
No, please don't.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
There is no doubt in my mind and to answer your very first question, that there has been research done around the world on climate change and what can be done by humans to also change the weather for the better. I know that research has been done. And you say that in Texas you can apply for a permit to adjust the weather. That doesn't mean it'll be granted and that Texas is going to let people start just dropping chemicals in the sky in an effort to change the weather. But it does mean that at least they have a process that they want to know if that's something people are interested in doing. That having been said, I know also scientifically that very often planes moving through the sky, depending on the atmospheric conditions, will leave vapor trails. That doesn't mean that they are spreading chemicals to change our weather just because you see moisture coming from the back of an airplane. Can we agree on that?
Well, I wasn't talking about contrails. I was talking about cloud seeding. They're two separate things. So if we want to talk about contrails, that's a separate subject. But cloud seeding, you can go to weathermodification.com and order a project. There are projects. We have the licenses. We have a cloud seeding enhancement, rain enhancement project going on in the Gulf right now. I mean, that's a fact.
Raphael, I do appreciate your call, and I'm not going to dismiss you as advising you to go put on your tinfoil hat and hide in your bunker. And I think it's good that people are concerned about whether or not the government is hiding things from us. But I also think that in this day and age of social media and people's proclivity to believe conspiracy theories, that we have to be very, very careful, and that there is so many lies out there and so much misleading information. Do I trust the government at every level at all times? Hell no. Do I think there are bad actors everywhere? Yes. But I also have to temper my level of concern about certain things. And to be honest with you, and pardon the mixed reference to meteorology, but it's not something that's on my radar. We're back to check in with Scoot after this. That was a great 3 hours. Thank you to everyone who made it happen and to everyone who participated. Scoot's coming up for the next 3 hours. Hi, Scoot.
Hey, last night when I heard the news, when the news broke about CBS canceling the Stephen Colbert show, I jumped up off the sofa, literally, and I just screamed something that I can't say on the air.
Good
or bad? It was bad. I mean, I was beside myself. I can't believe that this happened, and I looked a little further into it. I did a video on Substack last night, and I'm doing a video again today on it, and we'll talk about it on the show this afternoon.
All right. To me, it makes me really wonder, though, what the future of television is. They're canceling the whole show that David Letterman started, and it's not personal. It's financial, so we shall see. Scoot's up next. Everyone have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.